Jacopo.
This shir is dedicated to my sister, called Chaya Bas Rav Meir, who's nifta Yud Gimel Kislev. After being quite a long time in a small community where Torah outlook is quite a struggle, I come back here, I've been here a couple of weeks. I'm mamish inspired and strengthened by seeing the growth of such a kehillah. Physically, spiritually, this brings me to mind a vort which I saw b'shem Rebbe Abramsky. I want to add on to it. After Kriyas Yamsuf, steht in Pusik, v'yasa Moshe es Yisroel miyamsuf. Moshe brought out the Eden from the Yamsuf. Rashi says, esion bal korchom. He had to take them out by force. We all know that Eden and Kriyas Yamsuf managed to find such riches and such treasure. Bizis Hayom was bigger than Bizis Mitzrayim. They managed to pick up so much riches and treasure. It was difficult to get away from the Yamsuf. So Moshe had to force them out. Hasion Bal Korchan. Vayelchu Shloishes Yomim Bamidbar. They went 3 days in the Midbar. Vloimotzu Moyim. So to Rav Abramsky, Pshat is, as 3 days, Vloimotzu Moyim, Ein Mayim Elo Teira. We all know Taka Moshe Rabbeinu, Taka was Sakin Kriyas HaTeira, shouldn't go 3 days without Teira. Shloishes Yomim Vloimotzu Moyim. They didn't find any time to be able to absorb the Teira. Steht weiter im Posseg, Vayuvoyu Marosa. 3 days without Teira, 3 days without any ideas how to absorb the Torah, how to absorb anything, brought them into an union of Mora, brought them into an union of depression, brought them to an idea of bitterness. They came into such a matzav where it was impossible for them to even take in any Torah. Bitterness, depression, thinking how to invest the money, how to invest all their riches that they take from the Yam. Al-Kain Koroshmo Mora. Steht in Posig weiter, Vayitzak, El Hashem, Moshe davon to Hashem, Vayirei Hashem Eitz. Says Rav Abramsky, Hashem gave him Eitzah, gave him advice. Vayashleich El Hamoyim. The idea is, Vayashleich El Hamoyim, to forget everything of the past, jump and deep to the deep end of the Torah. Vayimtuku Hamoyim. The idea is to push oneself away from the past, away from all the Gashmias, and push oneself into the Torah at such extent, Vayimtuku Hamoyim, that the water becomes sweet. Then, Shom Som Loi Choyke Mishpat. Then it's possible to absorb the Torah as it should be. As I stated, Abramsky writes his avot. I want to add on to this. Later it says, Vayuvoyu Elimo. They came to Elim. The Shom. Shtei mesre einus mayim, v'shivim tmurim. 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. What's this 70 palm trees doing here? So Rashi says, 12 einus mayim keneged the 12 shmotim. 70 tmurim keneged the shivim zakenim. So Rashi obviously is bothered about the mispah. 12, 70. But what's the tmurim doing here? What's the tmurim doing here? In Masay also it says when it comes to Elimo, Shtei Mesre Enus Mayim, Shivim Tmurim. what's this Temurim doing here? So Ebenezer says here, Ramban also brings it, Ebenezer says here that they didn't need any Temurim in the Midbar. It wasn't the time of ripening of Temurim either, of dates. It was a time when they had plenty of food. We're talking about before the moon came down, they had enough for 61 suders. They had enough of the butzek, which they had in Mitzrayim. They had enough. There was no reason to have to. They weren't hungry. So what was this Temurim all about? So says the Ebenezer, he says, as if you come to a place where you see Temurim, where you see palm trees, it can't be that the water is bitter and the water is sour. The water must be sweet, because Temurim will not succeed in a matzav of bitter water. As you take in Ebenezer. So I want to, in the light of the vort we just said before, I just want to say, if you come to a place and you see Knara and moistness growing, noch bnei Torah, so many balabatim sitting and learning, so many shure Torah, this is mamish, can't be that the water is moro. It must be vayintuku hamoyim. It must be that the water is sweet, that the hashkufas ha-Torah is strong. In light of this, I would like to say a short dvar halacha. As we're anyway in the week of Temurim, in the week of fruit, I'll say a short dvar Torah, dvar halacha, and then we'll come to some divrei chizik with the same hemshich. The Gemara says here in Brochus Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Omalei Ahumer Rabbonon Rova. One of the Rabbonon asked Rova, Trima, Tesresh Reish Yud Mem Aleph, Mai. What's the din of Trima? So Rashi says, what Trima? Rashi says, Shem Trima Kol Dova Hakosush Ksas Ve'inim Arisik. It's slightly squashed, but it's not crushed up. What's the din? What bracha do you make on Temurim? It's talking about here on dates, which are slightly squashed, but not crushed up. Rehava adata the Rova, my komale. Rova didn't understand bechlal what this Rabbona meant by trima. So the Gemara carries on. We'll go into now. Yosef Ravina came the Rova. Rova Ravina tried to explain Rova what it means trima. Eventually Rova caught on. Vatkarton milson. And Rava reminded himself of a memory of Ravasi. Hodom Ravasi. Hai tamra shel truma, muta lasis men truma. The Gemara says, we all know that truma is something which a kohen eats. A Yisrael mustn't eat. But even a kohen mustn't damage it. He's allowed to eat it, but he mustn't be mastic. He mustn't damage the truma. Says here, Tamra shel truma, muta las men truma. You're allowed to make truma out of dates of truma. That means truma can't be a damaging situation of these Temurim, because you're allowed to make it. Vahosa las men sheikha, but you mustn't make beer out of it. Beer means you're just taking the taste of the Temurim. Therefore, that's called being mustard. That's called damaging the fruits. Because the original fruit has got no taste. So therefore, you've damaged it, you can't eat it. Therefore, the beer is also to make. So Ravasi is comparing now. Rava is telling us that Ravasi's din will give us the light to the inyan of this bruch. Just like in truma, you're allowed to make truma, you're allowed to make slightly crushed temurim, and it's not a problem of being mastered truma. So who are then in bruchas will also be the same. If you slightly crush the dates slightly, then it's a brucha. As before. But if you to make beer out of them, that's being mafsid, maybe you can't make, of course, the brocha beirpriyot. The Hilchas of the Gemara says, Tamri v'avdinu trima, if you have dates and you make trima out of it, mevarchen alai beirpriyot. The halach is takar azoi, that if you takar only crush it a little bit, and you make a boyer priyot, because it's not called losing the shame pri by the fact that you've just crushed it a little bit. My tamah b'milsayu kaimak demikor. It is exactly the same as it was before. It hasn't lost its shame pri. As we mentioned before, Rashi says trima means something which is slightly crushed. That's trima. The Trumas Adeshen in Simon Chuftes is medayik from this Rashi, that what happens if it's not just slightly crushed, if it's properly crushed into bits, then you can't make a Beir Pri Eitzel. So Rashi says only if it's slightly crushed, but if it's properly crushed, you can't make Beir Pri Eitzel. This is the Trumps Nesh Medayik. Trumps Nesh wants to go even further and tell us, in a case, let's say, where you made some sort of jam out of cherries, he talks about there, plums, cherries, and it's even kolcha cane, that you can't make the brocha Beir Pri Eitzel on that if you eat it on its own, because it's crushed in a way that it's not really to be made the brocha Beir Pri Eitzel on it. As though the translation died from Rashi. According to the Trumps Adeshen, we can ask a kasha. If there's such a thing, according to Trumps Adeshen, as two different targets, slightly crushed, which Rashi is Beir Pri Eitzel, heavily crushed, you can't make a Beir Pri Eitzel, and the Gemara says, Sheikha, beer, is Shahaka. Or Sheikha is not Beir Pri Eitzel for sure. So the question is, why did Ravasi in the Gemara say a difference, one extreme to the other? If you crushed it slightly, trima, then it's not being mustered the trima. That stays the same brocha. Masha'enkein, if you make beer, that's being mustered it. Why didn't Ravasi say straight away, if you crush it slightly, or it's not being mustered? If you crush it completely, it is different. So why did Ravasi jump from slightly crushed to beer? Ravasi should have said an in-between case of completely crushed, which is a chiddush. If it's slightly crushed, it's one din. If it's completely crushed, it's a different din. As you can ask a kasha according to the translation's Dirk and Rashi. And I found that Taz asked this kasha. And the Taz says that Rashi never ever meant that there's a difference between slightly crushed and completely crushed. Really, even completely crushed stays also Beir Pri Eitzel. Rashi is meant to explain the word trima. Rashi wants to explain the word, the language of trima. The explanation of the word trima is slightly crushed. But who are then, if it would be completely crushed, would also stay a Beir Pri Eitzel, because soft or soft, it's a peri. That's what the Taz wants to learn, and La Locha Taz Paskins, even if it's slightly crushed, we'll come to it later, is also Beir Pri Eitzel. Oh, but that's all very nice in Rashi. But the Trumas Hadesh himself brings a Kitzer Piskei Rosh. The Kitzer Piskei Rosh is written by the son of the Rosh, the Tor. And he writes there clearly in the Kitzer Piskei Rosh, back over here in the Gemara, he writes, not just to explain the word Trima, he explains the Gemara. When the Gemara, he paskens, if you have dates and you made Trima, since they're only slightly crushed, it stays the same broken. So here you can't turn around and say, oh, the Kitzer Piskei Rosh wants to explain the meaning of the word. Obviously, the Kitzer Piskei Rosh is trying to explain the Gemara. And here you couldn't say that Taz is Pshat in Rashi. Here you have to say, La Locha, that there's a difference between slightly crushed and completely crushed. Are you going to ask why doesn't it say in the Gemara three dinim? It should say slightly crushed, completely crushed, and then beer. It should say complete three different dinim, it should say. So you could answer a simple tense that there was a machel called trima. There was a food called trima. Trima is slightly crushed. That's the name of the food. There's a food, well, a drink called beer, which is taste. There's no in-between name. There is such a thing as completely crushed. And it might be different, but there's no name of a food for Ravasi to go and say, this din is like this, this din is like that. He didn't say it because there was no name of such a food. That's what you could say as a doichik to understand Rashi, Kuntrum Sadesh. But there's another kasha. Let's carry on a second. Okay, so according to Rashi, if you crush it completely, it will not be a Beir Pri Eitzel. If you crush it completely, according to Trum Sadesh, it won't be Beir Pri Eitzel. Which bracha will it be? So the Trum Sadesh says clearly in the Trum Sadesh that it's Shahakoy, because it's lost its Shein Pri. Once it loses its Shein Pri, it's like Sheikha, it's like beer. So therefore it's a Shahakoy near Bidvora. That's what the Trum Sadesh says. Yeah? The Bach says, no, nearly, that you make a Beir Pri Adama. Even though it's lost one Madrega, it hasn't yet reached Shai Sheikha. It's lost its Madrega of a Derech Pri, to be whole or something, so it's lost its madrega. It's slightly crushed, it's still Beir Pri Eitzel. But if it's completely crushed, says the Bach, it hasn't yet lost its Shein Pri in Gansen. It is still at least some texture of a Pri. So therefore, it is Beir Pri Adama, he says. So the Bach makes out, clearly there's three stages. There's a stage of slightly crushed, contra rashi, slightly crushed, which is Boyer Prihates, and there's completely crushed, which is Boyer Prihadomo. Then there's Sheikha. So comes the Bach, again, there's three dargas. So the Kunta Bach, why didn't the Gemara, even Ravasi, say three types of dargas? You can't answer, really, that there's no name of a Mach, but you need to teach us the din. That is Boyer Prihadomo in such a case when it's completely crushed. Because when sometimes the eitz loses its darga, iluya, the whole idea of eitz is conditioned because it's got a certain. You got a point. Sometimes.
What's the point?
No, he's got a point sometimes, because you could say that the eitz and adoma is toila on a certain type of way of a tree growing. So once you've lost its din of eitz, it doesn't have a din of a pri, as you could say. But obviously it seems that the Bach understands that adoma is like a darga lower than eitz. It's not just a different type of pri v'mezuch. It's a darga lower than eitz. If you can't make eitz, you make adoma. Even though be'etzem the tree should be eitz, but a yois has lost its darga, could be adoma. Understand the other side as well.
But it's completely crushed, is it? Nicker that it's still a...
We'll come to that. We'll come to that. Yeah. So... So according to Transcendation, so according to the Bach understands that there's a Boyer Prihates, there's a Boyer Prihadomo, and then there's a Shahakel. So according to this Bach, we can answer another very strong kasha. Another strong kash we can answer comes to this Bach, which is Shreya comes from Sinesh, we'll see in a minute. The Gemara says before, also a famous din, the Gemara says before over here, Voma Ma Baravashi. Voma Ma Baravashi, Hai Dufshe the Tamra. The Gemara says before, Ha Dufshe the Tamra, honey from tomorrow, the juice, the kitsa from the tomorrow. Mavarcha Elave Shahakol Nir Bedvor. My Tama, as all mashkim. We know like all mashkim, you make Shahakol Nir Bedvor, fruit juice. My Tama, Zeyabalm is sweat. It is not exactly the pre, it is sweat from the pre. Sweat from the pre is only a shakel near bedvor. That's what the Gemara says. So if you say that, well, according to the Bach, it's answered, but the Maisa, the Mefarshim, answer Kasha. Why do you have to come onto the Ta of Zeya Ba'ona? If you say that something is crushed completely, it's lost its shame, Brocha, Beri Priates. So there's nothing better than crushed completely than the juice. The juice coming out of the fruit is completely lost its, at least as good as crushed completely, even worse. At least as good as crushed completely. So why do you have to come up to the idea that it's sweat, and if it wouldn't be sweat, it would be at least like crushed completely. So it should be a shakel near bedvora altogether. Because push it, not because of sweat, because it's crushed completely. As we bring them a fortune, according to the Bach, it's very nicely fenced. The Bach holds that the second darga, there's a darga of crushed slightly, which is Boyer Prihates. There's a second darga of crushed completely, which is Boyer Prihadomo, the Bach says. And then comes juice. So it's very nice, the Gemara. The Gemara is telling us that the juice of fruits, even though it's just squeezed, it's not just taste, it's squeezed out, it's Zeyabalm, it's sweat. It's not the din of crushed completely, it's the din of juice. And juice is Zeya, is sweat. Memele is Shahakol Nebivar, according to the Bach, is nicely fanned for discussion.
But the Bach holds on a
Shahakol? Yeah, he says it clearly. If it's Taka Beri Priyadoma and it's crushed completely, it will Taka go down again. Not a Darga. Go down. Says that, so of according to Trumsadeshan, understanding in Rashi, that there's only two dargas. There's crushed slightly, which is Boyer Prihates, and then there's crushed completely, which is Shahakol Nir Bedvora. So according to that, why do you have to come onto a din of fruit juice being Zeya Ba'oma, sweat? What do you have to say sweat for? Say it's completely crushed. The juice is not worse than the crushing all completely. So according to Trumsadeshan and Rashi, it's Shahakol Nir Bedvora. So what's the Gemara have to tell us? That Zeya Ba'oma. So the Stipler in Bruchas answers a teretz, interesting teretz. Stipler says there's a machloikas in the Gemara in Psochim, there's a machloikas in the Gemara, juice in a fruit is mivle blia, it's absorbed by the flesh of the fruit. Juice in a fruit is absorbed by the flesh of the fruit, how we really understand it. Or it's mifkat pekidi, the juice is contained in the fruit. Like in a pocket, it's not exactly absorbed in the flesh, it's contained. So the Stipler says Simple teretz. He says, according to the mandoma who holds mifkat pekide, we can understand the teretz on this. According to the mandoma who holds it's contained by the fruit, we can understand that when you crush the fruit itself, it loses its shein brocha, because the fruit has changed from a whole flesh to a pieces. But the juice hasn't changed if you hold mifkat pekid. If you hold the juice just contained by the fruit, the whole difference of the fruit is it was before it was inside the fruit, and now it's outside the fruit. So it hasn't really changed anything, says the Steiger.
You
if it hadn't...
You have to squeeze it to get it out.
Okay.
Yeah, but so, why don't you have to make a bruch on a grape, two bruchers, Beurprakof, and the Beurprakof, and the Beurprakof, and the Beurprakof, and the Beurprakof,
yeah, yeah.
So the juice is out.
The Stammeli Lühe. The Stammeli Lühe now, okay, Beurprakof is the best bruch you can make, the Stammeli Lühe.
Yeah, but the, once it's out, you have really good wine, you can make a Beurprakof, but when it's Beurprakof, in the
when you eat the grape, you mean? When you eat the grape, you mean? When you eat any fruit, you mean when you eat any fruit, onto that? Any fruit, you make two bruchers. So we take on pashas, when it goes into your mouth, it's still a shame oichel. The Gemara says in Pesachim has a shame oichel because man it's still inside the fruit. Has a shame oichel. As I said in the Gemara, it's got a shame. The Gabbat Thomas in the Gemara claw. It's got a shame oichel. It's got a shame oichel while it's in the fruit and it becomes a shame mashke when it comes out. But the metzias of it is it's inside contained by the fruit. As I said, the disciple wants to answer. It's nice teretz. As since we have mandom mifkat pekide al koponim, because this mandom mifkat pekide, since the juice is contained by the fruit, the mele inside and outside hasn't changed. Just inside or outside. The mele, I would have thought that you can make a brocha bayir priyate on the juice. Tells us the Gemara, zeyabahom, it is only sweat. And since it's sweat, it bechalal doesn't have a drink of this mash, doesn't have a drink bechalal a brocha has a shakel in the bedvor. As I says, the disciple pshat the concept from Sadesh and the contra Rashi pshat in the Gemara.
Why can't put it sweat? The mass is just juice.
Rish does the Gemara. Okay, yeah. Oh, Seder. That's it. Stua Bahag wants to say. Stua Bahag wants to say that if you add on water, then it's like a Jew sweat. If on its own, mamish could be. Yeah. Oh, but we don't pass it.
One drop would.
But Rashi holds, according to the tradition, Rashi holds it was crushed completely. Yeah. It's already shaka. It's already shaka.
It'd be yotz, but crushed completely. It'd be
yotz
for the bayir pre'eid. No. You won't. No, it's not.
According to changed.
It's changed. Rashi, it's changed.
Yeah. According to the
Bach, it's changed. According to Bach,
you liquidize the whole period.
Yeah.
Make that done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. The Bach says it. He says it. The Bach says it. He says it. Takazay. Yeah. Say hold the Bach. Okay. Then we don't know that, but that's the Bach. That is the Bach shit. Okay. Let's just carry on. Is. And that's according to Tzadeshin, according to Rashi, very nice. The Rambam argues with this. Rambam, which is the Machabes Shitta in Simon Reish Beis, argues with Rashi altogether. The Rambam holds. The Rambam says, if you have Tzmurim Shemiachon Beyav, if you squash dates with your hand, but also Mem Issa, you made a dough. Afilahoch Eloi Nishtanis Berachoson, the bracha doesn't change. And Mavarach Alein Boi creates. The Rambam says clearly, as even if you crush it completely, which it does want to say in Rashi, even if you crush it completely, it'll be retained its brocha of Beir Priyoetz, and it stays a fruit, Beir Priyoetz. As I hold the Rambam, clearly that's the din. So now, comes the Ramo tells us as I, Elefizeh, who are them? But letra nikro bevedla. This jam, which the Trumps and Deshin spoke about, says the Ramo, according to this Rambam, Mevarachim Alein Boir Priyoetz. This shitter, Ramo and Machaba, they seem to make no chilik whatsoever. If you hold like the Rambam, that crushed completely is a Boir Priyoetz. So who are them? If it cook the fruit and it completely dissolve it and it become a jam or a jelly, it would also be Boir Priyoetz. According to this. And according to the other shittas, we'll see in a minute, says the Ramah of Yesh Oimrim, which is the Tum Zadeshen, the Vorach Aleim Shehakol. So according to the second shittas in Ramah says, according to Tum Zadeshen, won't be any difference. If you cook it or if you crush it, it'll all be Shehakol, like the Tum Zadeshen, as we said before. Comes along the Mishneh Berurah brings a Mogen Avraham, Mogen Avraham inside, and Mogen Avraham makes a new chilik. Mogen Avraham says a chilik, which we talked about before, Mogen Avraham makes a difference. That says in Rambam, Tmurim Shemeachom Biyat. Uses the word Yat. The Rambam means to make mean something by that. By saying Meachom Biyat means with your hand. If you squash it with your hands, if you mash it with your hands, oh, well, of course with a keli, but it's not cooked. That is, the texture is there. You can still see the texture of fruit. The texture is nika. It's something which you can recognize as a fruit. It's recognized the tzura of the texture. It's texture of fruit. There the Rambam Taka says it retains its bracha b'ri pi eitz. So if it's crushed completely or half, no difference.
Even taste it.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. And therefore, that's what the Rambam holds, retains its shem pri. Ma'ashenkein, the Ramo brings the Yesh Oimrim to make a shahakal. Ramo didn't mean, he says the Mogen Avraham, to say that he argues on every single case. The shahakal is only arguing on the cooked part, on the part which the Ramo carries on over here, to say that if it's cooked and it's dissolved in such a way of cooking, which means it is not recognizable at all as a texture of a pri, there we make shahakal. So it comes out that Ramon, according to the Ibn Abraham's chart, that Ramon is not really so much arguing like the Trumsadeshan is arguing. Trumsadeshan makes no difference between cooked and not cooked. If it's crushed completely, it's shakal and Ibn Borah. No difference if you can tell the texture, you can't tell the texture. The Rambam, Efshe, might have learned no difference either. But the Rambam's mashma, only biyad. So Ramon understood the Machaba and the Rambam, that only biyad. If it's biyad, it's raw. So therefore you can tell the texture, you can see the texture and tell the texture's fruit. So therefore, we can understand that it's a bird creates. Mashenken, if you can't tell the texture whatsoever, it's something which has already been cooked and it's completely dissolved. There the Rambam agrees, it loses its bracha and it becomes a shahakol. And the Ramo, says the Mogen Avraham, also meant that if it loses its texture, it also becomes a bird, a shahakol name. Before it loses its shem pri. Yeah. As I learned, that's what the Mogen Avraham says, which is Be'etzem, a new thing, which doesn't say. I found that the Ritva also say in the Gemara, do use this word. That if it's crushed completely, Acha Ovro Tsurosom, they use the word Shakur. So the Rishonim in the Gemara already use this word, Acha Ovro Tsurosom, until the Tsura has gone, then it becomes Shakur. Oh, but Kolzman hasn't yet lost its Tsura, it might not be a problem of Bo'er Pri'etz, so according to the Rambam, and so pass in the Mishnah. Bo'er Pri'etz is a schilik.
Compacted lumps, that's probably why you still stay away.
Yeah, could be. Alright, well, that's something else. One food for thought, a little bit of food for thought before we go to the next, because it's getting late. One food for thought is, what about such a thing like something which you, like, I give you a mushroom, like instant mashed potatoes. Something which you, looking at it, is dehydrated potatoes into brittle granules, into powder. If you put it on the table, no one will see it's a potato. If you pour hot water over it, it becomes suddenly a tzura sapri. Suddenly becomes a tzura, the texture becomes potato again. What's the dinner there? Do you look at it as if it's recognizable, the tzura sapri, even when it's powder, because you could make it back again? Or no? Or do you say no? It's lost its shame pre because at the moment it was powder, it was not nika the tzuras hapri. Yes or no? It's a food for thought, something for you to think about today. The mice of Shlem Zalman, they say in the Svarim say Shlem Zalman was shown it, and he says it still keeps its bur pradum because sof it's recognizable and you can bring it back.
Good. It's the same thing like Kiddush. No. With the yayin, with the
you concentrate. Yeah,
concentrate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
That was like Christmas.
Say
some Christmas
which
are powdered
made into powder. Same shine.
They are made into powder.
If they are made into powder, it'll be the same shine. Yeah. The same shine.
Pringles.
Yeah.
Pringles.
Yeah. Pringles. Yeah. If you have made the powder, then back in again, that'll be the same shine. Yeah. That is the same shine.
They're conflicting. Yeah. Well.
Sometimes. Some makes. Yeah. All different examples of such things. Do you look at the tzura sapri? Do you look at the loss of the loss of the tzura sapri only after you reconstitute it again? No, you haven't lost it. Or no, at the end of the day, before you've done anything to it, before you processed it, it's lost its tzura sapri. Since it's lost its tzura sapri, what's the din? Ma dinai. That's food for thought. Look up in the books.
Why do people make
peri peri
from chocolate?
Okay.
Probably the same
Shaila. It could be the same Shaila.
Yeah. So as soon as you make boiled plates of chocolate, is you make not a shakel, you're yoitz with a bracha. Boiled plates are not even yoitz with a bracha, you make no bracha. It's not a bracha. So shakel is better than boiled plates.
Okay. Right, let's carry on. Not sure, you have to know all the details. I don't know all the details, but the Maaseh, that's the Shaila in the Poskim. How to look at it? You look at Loi Nikitzuris HaPri now, or you look at it after it's processed? And after it's processed, back again. That's the Shaila in the Poskim. Okay, let's carry on. Has anyone wondered? I've wondered many times, you know, we have the Parsha of Yisrael. We have the Parsha of Yisrael. It's Kabbalah Satoira. Kabbalah Satoira has been the Parsha of Yisrael. I've always wondered, you know, why is it Yisrael wasn't a person who was actually born a Yid. He was a person at Valtiket Tzadik, at Valtiket Mensch, Abba Himmeiser. He wasn't born a Yid. He came into Klal Yisrael later. So really, the Seder of Kabbalah Satoira, if I, you know, with all respect, the Seder of Kabbalah Satoira should either have a Seder for itself, or the Seder of Kabbalah Satoira should at least be with Mishpatim. But why does the Seder of Kabbalah Satoira have a name? Yes, I don't know who made the names of the Seder, but Haladuva, who, if it's so many years, we have these names. I've always thought, why is it that the Seder of Yisrael, yes, Kabbalah Satoira, yes. I mean, Yisrael is the chvot, not the person who was born the way as a Jew. It's even more.
Avada.
Let's work it out. So, Meilazoi, I want to show you something like this. The Eben Ezra in last week's Sedra asked for Kasha. Have she heard it before? Eben Ezra asked for the Kasha. Yesh litzmoya. We can wonder. Eich yiro machne gudol shel sheshmeis elef ish me'aroitzu machrem. How come 600,000 people are so scared of the Mitzrayim? Why didn't they make Melchoma? Albanen, make Melchoma, get up and start fighting. Get up and put an army together and start fighting against the Mitzrayim. Yep, okay, Kontra Rabbeinu Bechai, he made the cheshbon there, Shalish Malkula, it could be there was 90 million. Nice, I could put him up a push-up shot. Then the Eben Ezra asks, if you have 600,000 people, why couldn't they put up together an army, make a Melchoma against the Mitzrayim? As we freaked Eben Ezra. Answers Eben Ezra a very important point. Hatshuva, ki ha-Mitzrim ho ya-doinim le-Yisrael. The Mitzrim were the masters. We all know, Klal Yisrael were slaves. For 210 years, they were slaves. V'zeh ha-doeh ha-yotzim mi-Mitzrayim, lumad min-Urov, lizboil oil Mitzrayim, v'nafshoi shefeilo. The doeh ha-yotzim Mitzrayim were people who were born slaves, born as a subdued nation, born as no self-esteem, lack of confidence, a subdued people, people with low nefesh. Listen to everything the master says. The ruling of the master comes first. There's a type of a slave, born a slave. Born slaves, says the Eben Ezra. They're not the type. Halo Yisrael nirpim einam lemodim lemelchama. That's a type of people are not candidates for army, for fighting a war, says the Eben Ezra. So the Eben Ezra writes, Halo Yisrael, ki Amolek bo ba'am mut. Amolek came with a small oilem. Lulei tzulas Moshe, not for Moshe. It would have weakened Klal Yisrael. It wouldn't have been any use. A small little oilem would have weakened because they're not the right people for war. So the Eben Ezra, till now, we can understand it. But the Eben Ezra carries on with a massive chiddush. V'Hashem levadoi shu oisei gedolos v'loi nisknu alilos. Sovav shemeisu kolo'om hayoytzim mimitzrayim azachorim. Says Eben Ezra, a chiddush. That Hashem saw about it that the Doer, Yotze Mitzrayim, should not be the people to lead Klal Yisrael into the Etz Yisrael. These type, this Doer won't be the type of people who will be able to have Melchama with the Knanim, with enemies in Etz Yisrael. Until another Doer came after the Doer Amidbar, who didn't see Golas, and they had more confidence, more self-esteem. They were more higher type of people. They were more ready to candidates for the war. So this Eben Ezra is a Moedike Chiddush. Everyone asks on this Eben Ezra. We all know the reason why the Doira Midbar didn't go to Eretz Yisrael was because of the Meraglim, the Egel, the Meraglim, all the Chatoim. What's it got to do with it? Because they weren't candidates for Melchoma. As we bring the Mefarshim of the Eben Ezra, and they answer simple teretz, that Rashi says in Devarim, that if not for the Chet HaEgel and the Chet HaMeraglim, they would have gone to Eretz Yisrael without Klei Zayin. There would be no necessity for Melchama. They could have gone to Eretz Yisrael just the fact they even appear in Eretz Yisrael, all the enemy would drop. As I said, Rashi there, without Klei Zayin. So the Pshat in Eben Ezra is as follows. Of course the Chet HaMeraglim, Chet HaEgel caused that they couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael. But if they could hold Melchama, if this generation of Dor Yotze Mitzrayim could have held Melchama, they could have been candidates for army and so on, they could have at least gone to Eretz Yisrael with Melchama. Anachram, they couldn't go without Melchama, but they could have at least gone with Melchama. But Hayos, these people were not candidates for Melchama, they're not right for Melchama, so if they would have gone with Melchama, it would have been vital Nisim, Nisim, Nisim. So therefore, you couldn't use them to be the people of Melchama. So Hashem had to cause that they will not stay alive, and Mele build up another generation who are ready for Melchama. That's Pshat and Eben Ezra L'chayre. But my kasha is as follows. There was in between, there was a Matan Torah. And we all know that a Matan Torah healed people, sorted out a lot of people, Matan Torah. Even some fortune saying Moshe Rabbeinu's Kfat Peh went away with Matan Torah. There was a lot of improvement in Klal Yisrael with Matan Torah, we all know that. So why didn't Matan Torah cause the change in Klal Yisrael that they should be the candidates for Melchama? What happened in Matan Torah? The answer as follows, in short now, the answer is as follows. That although we all know that Kabbalah HaTorah was the Eden accepted, the nation of Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah upon themselves. Hashem, however, left a certain darga of Kabbalah HaTorah to Klal Yisrael themselves, to people themselves. Shteytel Moshel Chazal say, Bekanta Chazal, Ro'as Toshitcho Alayom, Mashloi Ro Yecheskel Ben Buzi Ben Nevuah. The maidservant saw at the Sea of Kriyas Yamsuf, she saw, who knows what, Nissen, Nevuah, what Yecheskel didn't see. Marashiv Elchon Revuch Reb Chaim Shmulevitz told us, as even though it says in Chazal, Ro'as Toshitcho Alayom, she saw, doesn't say anywhere she became Ois maidservant. Shetcho, the Shetcho. Didn't become Ois Shetcho. The Shetcho can see and see and learn and learn and learn, doesn't change. Steht im Pusik in Bereshis, steht im Pusik, Vahir lekim es hana, Hashem was with, mördige Pusik, Hashem was with Yishmo, kabata smiche, Hashem, smiche with Yishmo, imagine you're told from the Gedoyle Ador, Hashem is with you. And for sure, Hashem is with you. Wonderful. Wo steht weit im Pusik, Vahir roive kashos. He became an expert archer. What happened to all the Siyat Deshmaya of Yishmo? What happened to all that? Voltige Siyat Deshmaya. Siyat Deshmaya, there can be. There can be more and more. You can learn and learn and learn. But there has to be some change. There has to be some inner change in the person to be able to be Zoicha, to accept it all. To take it all. To take it all. And Siyat Deshmaya can also end up the wrong way. It has to be able to take it, all these things. Kveis, Mezukt in the Bali Musa, one of the Bali Musa, Gezukt, to Talmidim, I'll say it in Yiddish and in English, one of the Bali Musa, Gezukt, isn't besser geworden, you've become better. Isn't hecher geworden, you've become higher. Isn't gresser geworden, you've reached higher levels. Verwusst tauschen sich nicht, verwusst wird man nicht anders. There's such a thing as higher, greater and everything, but there's such a thing as becoming different. What does this mean? The Klal Yisrael in the mid, Klal Yisrael had to go through a Kabbalah HaTorah, but Hashem afterwards brought about turbulence. Difficult situations in their life. Difficult ideas, difficult experiences in their life. And these difficult experiences in their life, it was like a test to see if they can overcome these tests. Can they overcome these turbulence, these different things? Do they see it as a pain and a suffering? We want to go back to Mitzrayim, all the time. Or do they see it as a way forward, as a way to lift, as a way to uplift oneself? That's where the Klal Yisrael in their darga al-Kalponim faltered. That they were a nation of Kabbalah HaTorah, but there's something you have to lift yourself. This was Merumah's in Koilus of Ayi, Koilus of Rukim. There was Eish, there was Koilus of Rukim. The Torah was given amongst Eish and Koilus of Rukim to the representation of problems and tsuras and fashidina darga, problems which go through in someone's world, in order to be able to make a complete Kabbalah HaTorah, he has to be Matzdik Es Adin and know this is a purpose. There's a purpose for this. There's a reason for this. And this is something which Klal Yisrael had to learn from this. This is the darga of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, and therefore they did chatoyen, they couldn't sort of pass this test. Every individual, every person, every individual himself has certain, carries with him a certain baggage, a certain inner feelings, a certain emotions, something inside him, perhaps it's complaints, perhaps it's stories of their younghood. They carry with them all different, perhaps with their parents, all sorts of different difficulties a person goes through in his younger life, perhaps his older life, all different things. Every person carries with himself an individual Shibud Mitzrayim. An individual Shibud Mitzrayim, which a person on himself has the chiyuv as to complete his own personal Kabbalah Satorah, has to try and overcome these things, not by just forgetting the past. As some of the therapists say, forget the past. It's true, forget the past. But we have to understand, not forget the past, be misaken the past. That means to say that the past wasn't just pain and suffering. The past was also a test. The past was an ishyonis. The past was something which has to be worked on. Look for the good of it. The Gemara says in Erechin, Heichon tachlis yisurim, ad heichon tachlis yisurim, the Gemara says. The Gemara says one pshat, even he puts his hand in his pocket, he's supposed to take out three coins, he only got two. That's already tachlis yisurim. That's the goal of yisurim. Just put your hands in and take out three instead of two instead of three. That's tachlis yisurim. So the answer is, l'chayra, that tachlis yisurim means if you reach the understanding of yisurim, if you take out two coins instead of three, and you say, oh, this must be a lesson from Hashem. This must be something which I have to think about. This must be something happening why I did this or something like that. If the person sees the good and understands it, then he is, who knows how much Yisurim he's taken away from himself by being Mastik Asadin. So therefore, each individual himself has the chiyuv to try and find his own way to be able to make a Gulas Mitzrayim and a Kabbalah Satorah in a way that he should understand. That makes a change in the person. That uplifts the person. Makes the person feel differently, completely. No time now for so many some stories about this, isn't there much time? Let's go back now. Yisroi was the typical example of this. Yisroi was a person who was one of the advisors of Paro. He obviously lived in Mitzrayim. He was one of the advisors of Paro. He lived there. He saw the whole parasha of Mitzrayim. He heard how his own people were punished in such a way. He could have had, who knows resentment, what he could have had about his own nation killed in such a way. He could have had complaints. He could have had timers on everything. He saw his own people, his own nation. His inner feelings didn't let his inner feelings overcome him. If anything, Vayishma Yisroel, he came and he overcame that and he came to Klal Yisroel. The biggest preparation for Matan Torah is Yisroel. The preparation for Matan Torah is to overcome the nesyonos a person has, to understand that everything has a purpose in life, everything has got a reason for it. There is sometimes a lot of questions we don't understand, but everything has a purpose in it, and every trial has some answer to it. One can see sometimes only years later that the Rebbein Shem should help us, that everyone here should have brocha, v'atzlocha, nachas. Everyone should understand that Hakol me'Hashem Yisborach, we should be zoicha to Kabbalas HaTorah b'mehera.
Was ist denn das? Was soll man machen? Wie bin ich denn? Na, darf man das nicht sagen? Ja, alles gut.